Blog Talk Radio.
This is Lady Flava, and I want to welcome you to Flava Coffee House on Flava Marlex Radio. Today I am bringing you Breaking BS with my co-host, JC Cage from Black Stacks. This show is all about Black Stacks, their new projects, and brand new music. It's been a minute since we've done one. Actually, this is the first one for 2015. So sit back, relax, get to know Black Stacks, their music and projects, and let's start out with Pay Attention.
Climbing walls without effort, scaling fences with feline intent, busting through your windows like a monsoon, super fly with super fly chips, making criminals quiver their lips and spit this in their pants because they committed stupid shit. No warrant, no arrest, make you dig your own grave, let the ones taste your sockets, pulling confessions out your pockets from your first to your last. Like afterbirth, be reborn, separate the foul fruit from the past. Conflicts cause confusion to the self-helpless who help themselves become convicts. Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness, we got heroes and sheroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. Yeah. And bringing truth to the light.
So we mentioned the fact that it's been a minute since we've done a Breaking BS show, and this is the very first one for 2015. Jace, why don't you get us a little caught up with what's taking place with Black Stacks in this new year?
Wow, that's a lot to catch people up with, I guess. I guess the biggest change is that Silas Black, my partner in rhyme and crime for the last 15-plus years, is no longer contributing his voice, his instrument to the Black Stacks movement as we move into this new year. As he's going to do some solo work and get into some culinary art, and there's some other things that he wanted to do personally. So that, I guess that would be the biggest change. But you know, from all challenges comes blessings, and so Felicia Loud and I have stayed together. We've even gotten a little stronger. I think our music has gotten a little stronger. I think, you know, anytime there's challenges, you just got to put your best foot forward. And so in saying all of that, we've been doing a lot more work outside of the United States. We've got a song with who you'll feature tonight, Naomi Wamboy, who's a American Kenyan pop singer, I guess you would say. She's doing some really good work over in Nairobi, Kenya. Has got a really good following and is really a very beautiful and a talented young lady who, you know, has contributed to this latest single. We've done some work with a strong brother, a very, very powerful brother out of the UK by the name of Cyclonius. We have a song with him called Powers Combined that you'll hear very soon. Last but not least, Latanya's Sister Love Horace has really stepped up and filled a void for us and has made our transition as we go into the volume 2 of Black Stacks, has made it a very, very, very smooth transition. And so she's been collaborating with us and including her voice in a lot of our live performances, and has just made this transition such an easy process. And, you know, the great thing about it is that it's still in the tradition of what we started. It's still in the tradition of taking music that we respect, taking music that we admire, taking music that moves us and grooves us and has moved that to the level of volume 2, The Stacks and Continues.
All right. So, Jace, are you ready for us to play the new piece?
Well, if I can say this in lead up to that, you know, this song was done. There was a song that I did a while ago. It started off my career with Black with Silent Lambs. It was called Ghetto Star. And so this is a remake of that, but it's with Keith Swahili involved, because what we wanted to do was we wanted to have our global reach, particularly in the continent of Africa, but we wanted to have a global reach, and we wanted to use the native tongue of those that we were trying to speak to. And so this song is about you looking at yourself as a star, you shining bright, you taking your challenges and turning them into greatness, you being that which you always wanted everybody to look at you as. So shine bright, all the youth in the world. Shine bright, all those that are struggling in the world. Shine bright with your talents and share your talents with your community worldwide. And from One Vibe Africa to Mike Brown to Tamir, you know, to Rest in Peace Jacka, to all the stars, this song is for you. Shine bright.
All right, here we go. Star with Black Stax featuring Naomi Wambo. Say thank you for allowing me to share this on Flavor Marlex Radio. I know that we have a strong connection. We've been working together since 2009, and we're family. But you know what? I'm still so honored, Jace, to be able to share your music, whether it was created years ago or whether it was created today. And that particular piece, man, It's my favorite right now. It's my favorite. You know, I love, you know, so many others. And, you know, Talking Building is my number one, you know, album because I love Talking Building. But Star, oh, my gosh. It is just, it's like beautiful. It shows unity. It speaks truly of what I know of you and Felicia Loud. You know, and I look forward to becoming familiar and acquainted with Naomi Wambo. But that is just beautiful. And to see how cultures to come together and create beauty like that through music, but a message. And so, I mean, what was that like for you, you know, to work with Naomi to just create this piece?
You know, what's very interesting about the whole piece is that in meeting Naomi, you know, she's a very beautiful young lady, and she's very talented, of course. But, you know, in meeting Naomi, we met her during the Madaraka Festival, which was a festival that dealt with helping the young people in Kisumu, Kenya, develop a studio, develop an arts program. And One Vibe Africa was the head on that. And, you know, we did it in collaboration with Owuwurunga. And so it was good to, you know, reach out into another continent and see that, you know, you can still use music to be helpful for community and helpful for building. And so the whole process was just, it was a blessing because she was so willing to share, as well as Simon from One Vibe Africa, they were so willing to share what meaning, how words were put together there. You know, a lot of times when you translate language, it doesn't translate right. And so she was willing to share her knowledge, and then Simon came in from One Vibe, and he was willing to share his knowledge on how we would actually speak to that and how it would come out. And so there was a learning process that went along with this collaboration, and then I was able to reach out to my man Shingy, who produced the track, and, you know, I hadn't worked with him in a lot of months, in many, many years, and so, you know, I was talking to my partner Jay Golden, shout out to Jay Golden out in Gary, Indiana, and he was like, reach out to Shingy. You know, there's some culture to go with this beat, you know, because he's also from Africa. And so it was just like it was this whole community effort that helped build this song and helped build this, you know, this format of being able to use this song to speak to the children, to speak to the community. And like you said, about building and working together and showing it, not just talking about it. You know, you hear a lot of people right. talk about it, but there's very few people that actually get out and do it. And so, you know, I'm a person of action, and so it was really a blessing to have all these beautiful, talented hands in the pot and say, here you go. And, you know, Flay, as I always like to say, you always can break every record we have. You're going to be the person that breaks our records because you're the person that's going to continually support us and have been. You're going to play our music even when we don't know you're playing our music. And it's just a real connection, and it's an honest connection. It's genuine. And so we're honored to have you back on the air, and we're even more honored to have you break our new music back on the air. And so, you know, the feeling is mutual, and the respect is mutual. And it just feels so good right now. Like, we got some stuff we're working on that this is just a start. And so, you know, for us, you know, we're building, we're continuing to grow, we're continuing to learn, we're continuing to develop, and hopefully we'll continue to get better and be able to share our works, you know, amongst the globe, and not just locally, but globally. And I think that's the biggest thing for us right now. And so we're excited, Flay. This is a new chapter. We like to call it Volume 2. The stacking continues. And so Naomi Wamboy, Shingy, Jay Golden, Lady Flava, One Vibe Africa, all of you all who have been continuously supporting us and growing with us, sharing at CD Forum, you know, all these beautiful people that have come into our world and have really stepped up. We're just so happy and thankful that you guys still believe in us. And Felicia Loud and I will not disappoint. We promise.
Oh, I know you're not going to disappoint. I, you know, being able to be a witness to a little bit of it, you know, behind the scenes. You know, I've been sitting on this just like, okay, when is Jay's going to let me play it? And this was like perfect timing. It was perfect timing. Yeah. So, again, thank you for this opportunity today. But I want you to just briefly speak, because this is one of our little short shows, you know.
Right.
It's just like
right.
hit them and leave.
Get out the way.
You know?
I got you.
That's right. But
Can you just briefly talk about the event that took place in December, going into what you did, the two events that you did in January?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to bring it up, but I wanted it to make sense. Well, you know, as we stepped into this new arena, as far as the Volume 2 stacks and continues, we knew we had to present it to our people, to people that are the most critical, the people that give the most love, and the people that are most consistent. And so we were able to collaborate with CD Forum and the Office of Arts and Culture of Seattle and present a night, and the first of the night of a series called Hot Coca. And this was done at our favorite place on the planet, Lucid Lounge, with one of our favorite people on the planet, David Pierre Louise, in support of it. And so we were able to, in December, at the end of the year, we were able to put forth an event called Hot Coca. And Hot Coca actually brought about a live recording that we'll share eventually here as the year is going. And we were able to start the process of people seeing us as Without Silas Black, with Felicia Loud and I as the main pieces, and LaTanya Hoare, Sister Love, coming in and sitting in with us and jamming, and people seeing the strength of that. And then January 17th, we were able to then come back and do the second part of that series, which we call Black Envelope Volume 2. And we were able to open the envelope a little more and share a little bit more of what we had to offer the people. And so a lot of things have been captured. You'll be seeing a video promo coming out within the next 24 to 48 hours. You'll be seeing new pictures come out by Naomi Ishika. I always say her name wrong, so no disrespect, but she's a fabulous photographer who's been following us the last couple shows. So you'll be seeing some visuals. Brianna Jones from Rewind Productions did a nice video promo that you'll be seeing. Greg Burke, doing some work with Greg Burke. And then, you know, Flav, we're always going to be doing work together. And so the team is just strong. People are excited. We're excited. We're doing some work with some new producers. We got Rob Aramia. We got Shingy. We got Raw Fingers. We got Cyclonius from the UK. We got some other producers we're going to start working with. Red Wine, Kevin Gardner. You know, there's some other people we're working with. And so things are just growing, and they're growing, and they're growing. And, you know, we're excited. And so we were able to start the year off by doing two events, Hot Coca, Black Envelope, and now here we are, Star, presented on Flava Marlex Radio. So we're here, Flav. We're ready to go.
On Breaking BS, Jason and I created the show last year, and I was so excited about it, and it's only supposed to be about a 15-minute show, you know, like we said, you know, jump in, jump out, let you savor it, you know, let you savor the flavor that you experienced in that little short. But as you can tell, a lot of information is being shared, so pay attention and share. Hit that share button. Come back, re-listen to the show, share it with your networks. Let's get the word out about Stacks, because trust and believe they're doing some amazing things behind the scenes. They're in the studio. And guess what? I'm just going to say it. Jason didn't say it, but I'm going to say it. Marlex Records is going to be releasing a single by Black Stacks in 2015.
Yes,
I am so excited about being a part of that part. But we've come to the end of Breaking BS. So I'm going to close out today's show with J.C. Cage with a piece called Runaway. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Let's keep hip-stepping with my man T.C. Islam said. Let's hip-step to this. Peace to T.C.
All right.
Family.
All right. Respect.
Runaway. Admit to sins after too many shots of gin. Up in the morning, up yawning. Stomach not loving it, pupils not loving it. I'm blinding my mind, but I'm back at burning it. Need to escape, lay in the shower like a lake. Try to remember, was she thick or was she slender? Was he undercover or a brother? Did the dream mean anything? Then I look into the mirror, then it gets clearer. It's all smoke, I hope the streets help me make my balance meet. It's 4:22, and the day's almost through. In a city that cries a lot and smokes too much pot. I hear the talking and watch the walking. Too many panels from the shit not to be handled. To what makes its great escapes and conversations by the lake with the face that can relate. With no regrets, I like to bet I'm just a runaway. I like the city, it's because of the rain. The reason I hate the city, it's because of the rain. The reason I like the city, it's because of the rain. The reason I hate the city, it's because of the rain. I'm a runaway.